God, oh. I've never seen your kind, oh. Hey, this kind God, oh. Blessed be your holy name. Say this kind God, oh.
This kind God, oh.
I've never seen, no.
I've never seen your kind, oh.
This kind God, oh.
This kind God, oh.
Hey.
Blessed be your holy name.
Say this kind God, oh.
This kind God,
hey.
Oh. I've never seen your kind, oh.
Jehovah na God,
Abi no no say Jehovah na God,
Abi you no no say Jehovah na God,
yeah. Abi you no no say Jehovah na God, yeah.
Abi
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 Abi. One more time.
Abi
Abi. Abi, you no no say Jehovah na God.
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 There is something that makes me come into your presence,
my helper.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is something. Come on, let me hear you say
something.
There is something. I want to tell you a story.
Something.
Say, there is something. Wait for it.
Something.
Hey, there is something that makes me come into your presence.
My helper.
My helper.
Everybody, let's look at the time. Amen. You see that? I want us to settle this matter once and for all. Because the things we have been discussing in private, we are bringing to the front now. Izzy wants to finish at this time all the time. I want him to sing half and half. Half of praise worship, half of the other one that we are dancing now. I beg you, tell him so that he can finish it on time. Because he's putting me out. All right? God bless you. Finish.
Amen. 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 The Holy Spirit will guide us. Amen. 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 Let's go into the hymn so that Pastor would not come and meet me again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our hymn is Be Glad in the Lord and Rejoice. all ye that are upright in heart. Amen.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, all ye that are upright in heart, and ye that have made him your choice, this sadness and sorrow depart. For he is the Lord, on earth and in heaven supreme. He fashions and rules by his word, the mighty and strong to redeem.
Rejoice,
rejoice,
oh, rejoice. The conflict for right, your enemies almost prevail.
God's arm is just hid from your sight, far more than the foes which assail.
Rejoice,
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 be glad in the Lord.
Rejoice, rejoice,
rejoice, rejoice. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice.
Though darkness around you by day, your sky by the night be o'ercast.
Let nothing your spirit dismay,
but trust to the danger
it's say high.
Rejoice,
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 be glad in the Lord and rejoice,
rejoice,
yeah.
Lord and rejoice,
his praises proclaiming in song, with harp and with organ and voice, the loud hallelujahs prolong.
Oh, rejoice,
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 be glad in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to go straight into our prayers. And I'll be leading us for like 10 minutes, I guess. I want us to go back to that hymn because there's a scripture I wanted to read. Go back to the chorus. Yes, it says, rejoice, rejoice. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. You know, if you
Remember that scripture that says, rejoice, again I say rejoice. There must be a reason why there is emphasis on the word rejoice. Because this world that we live in is filled with so much that will cause you not to rejoice. So I want to read a scripture, John chapter 14. I'll just read verse 1. It says, can you give us that scripture? It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Can we read it together? One, two, go. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God and believe also in me. This is going to be our first prayer. Because before we can talk about rejoicing, you have to have faith. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Some of us may have come here with difficulties, with challenges, with, you know, various kinds of situations that will cause your heart to be dismayed, that will cause your heart to be troubled. But God is saying this morning, he says, you believe in me. So our first prayer this morning will be, Father, cause me to believe in you. In everything I find myself, let my heart not be troubled. In that school admission that I've been waiting on you for, let my heart not be troubled. In that completion of my school, of my degree that I've been believing you upon this semester, let my heart not be troubled. Over my finances, let my heart not be troubled. Come on, lift up your voice and pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree this morning that, Father, you will give us a heart that believes in you. Lord, let my heart not be troubled. Let my heart not be troubled. Let my heart not be troubled over my finances, over my school, over my business, over my family. I believe in you. In the name of Jesus, I look up to you, the author and the finisher of my faith. In the name of Jesus, I speak in authority. I speak with power. I speak with boldness. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that my heart shall not be troubled because I believe in you, because I put my trust in you, and I do not put my trust in man. I believe in you, Lord. Father, Lord, we declare boldness. We declare boldness over every situation. In the name of Jesus, 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 let my heart not be troubled. Let my heart not be dismayed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way in my life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to speak the spirit of boldness. You know, a lot of times what the enemy uses against us is fear. He says, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. So now we're going to declare the spirit of boldness. As I walk into my job, I declare boldness. As I walk into my school, I declare boldness. As I walk into my family, I declare boldness. Into this situation, I declare boldness. It says, be of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for you have overcome the world. He says, be of good courage. Now we're going to declare into our lives that, Father, we walk into this month. Remember, tomorrow is April. April 1st. I walk into this second quarter of the year in boldness. The enemy shall not have his way over my life. I will not live in fear, but I will live in power. I will live with sound mind throughout the rest of the year in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to declare right now. Father, we walk into this new quarter of the year with boldness, with courage, with confidence in the name of Jesus, because we know who we have. We know whose we are. We know who we carry. And so, Father, we walk in boldness. We walk in authority in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold of the enemy. We pull down every plan, every work of darkness over our lives in the name of Jesus. We walk in boldness. We walk with courage. We walk, oh God, with boldness because we know who we are in you. In In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we shall fear no evil, for you are with us. In the name of Jesus, we shut down the mouths of the lions. We shut down the mouths of the lions. In that den, we speak boldness. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. As we're praying, you know, I received that scripture of Daniel, when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. I mean, lions will automatically eat flesh, anything they see, right? But Daniel was put in the lion's den, and what happened? They were even playing with him. The Bible says that God shut the mouths of the lions. We're going to declare this morning, Father, we begin to shut the mouths of darkness in our lives. We shut them down. We shut those thoughts down. That, Father, as we walk in boldness, remember, Daniel, the Bible says that Daniel prayed as he has always done. So that built up confidence in him. So, Father, we pray that as we are walking in boldness, we begin to shut down the mouth of the enemy. We begin to shut down every difficulty, everything that wants to suck us up, everything that wants to suck our spiritual life down. We begin to shut them down right now. Begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we raise our voices this morning and we begin to shut down every plan, every vice of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Every thought, every imagination that exalts itself over the knowledge of Christ, we shut them down. Every voice, we shut them down. Every voice, we shut them down. And we walk in boldness. We walk in boldness. We walk in boldness. Every temptation, we shut them down in the name of Jesus. Because we walk in your love, we declare, oh God, that every voice that is not of God, we shut them down this week. We shut them down this month in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to pray one last prayer. You know, the Bible says, behold, I will do a new thing. And you know, some of us for the past 3 months. We are already entering April tomorrow. Tomorrow is April 1st. Throughout these 3 months that have passed, you feel like you haven't achieved anything. But God is saying, I will do a new thing. And this April shall be the beginning of that. So we're going to declare a beginning of new things. Old things are past. Yes, thank God for January, February, March. And if you're in that situation where nothing has happened, you had this long list of New Year resolution. Amen. Say, Father, this new quarter of the year, I am starting afresh. There is still room for improvement. There is still room for the glory of God to shine forth. So we are going to declare, as I enter into this new quarter of the year, I declare new beginnings in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we raise our voices again this morning and we declare a new beginning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, as we launch into the new quarter of the year, it doesn't matter what we have gone through, January, February, and March, we declare, oh God, you said, behold, I will do a new thing. So we declare in the name of Jesus that this new season of the year is a year of new beginnings. In the name of Jesus, it's a year of miracles, amen. It's a year, oh God, of breakthrough. It's a year of victory. It's a year of victory. It's a year of victory in the name of Jesus. This April, as we enter, is a year of healing. Lord, whoever is here that has been believing God for healing, we declare as they launch into this new month, healing in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, Father. We give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Almighty Father and our God, we once again bow down our heart, we bow down our soul, we bow down our spirit, Father. Take control, O Lord, so that everything in us we worship and praise you. Thank you for blessing us since we entered into this building. Even as we left our homes to come here, Lord, oh God, you said that day that we worship God is no more on the mountain or in the hills or down in Jerusalem in the temple, because God is a spirit And they that worship him must worship in spirit. And in truth, Father, we have come here. Even though it's a business center, even though it's a business community, but because we have come, and your spirit, wherever you are, that's where your spirit is. And Father, we're here because you are here. Lord, oh God, we yield everything, the remaining of this service, Father, oh God. May your Holy Spirit continue to lead us and bring us to that throne where we can receive all the help we need to be able to run this week and the rest of this month. Thank you, Father, for hearing. You who is able to do abundantly above all we can ever ask or believe you because of the Holy Spirit that leads us in this prayer. We'll give you all honor, glory, adoration, and thanksgiving. In only one name, and that name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, church. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to CAC Bethel, Baltimore. So we want to first of all welcome all our first-time visitors. So if you're worshiping with us for the first time, could you please stand, say your name, and who invited you?
Okay, the person who enlightened me about the church is Oluka. I don't know if I see him here or not. There he is. No, it's not. He's a young guy. That guy is young, too. And I came down. I need some help to get through this illness of depression and anxiety. I'm going to have to walk around the house repeating scripture. And I know the Bible says call for the elders of the church. So I just need some assistance. He's giving me assistance. I belong to Catonville Assemblies of God. And I've been saved since I was 24 years old. And I'm just amazed at how this thing came upon me without me doing nothing. And just, it's very devastating. But the Lord is able to take care of everything. Amen.
Hi, my name is Crystal. My friend Sion right here with the red head wrap invited me. But I'm here with like all my sisters from school, Towson, so yeah.
May you really be blessed. Fellowship here in our midst, in the name of the Lord, may you really be blessed. May you really be blessed.
May you really be blessed.
May you really be blessed. May you really be blessed. As you fellowship here in our midst, in the name of the Lord, may you really be blessed. May you really be blessed.
So we welcome you. We would love for you to just stay after the service so we can pray with you and just thank you for coming. Okay? Church reminders, please note that there is no eating or drinking in the sanctuary except for water. God will surely bless you for your obedience. Church announcements. Every Sundays here, we have pre-service prayers at 8 a.m. in the sanctuary. So we have prayers right before the service, before Sunday school. So please come out for that. Every Mondays, we have intercessory prayers at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, we have Bible study at 7 p.m. as well, led by Evangelist Sonny Nwobodo. So come on out to Bible study. It was amazing last week. We didn't want to leave, so I want to encourage you guys to come out this Wednesday. Every first Sunday of the month, we have our YAM meetings for our young adult ministry. And every second Saturday of the month, we have our women's meeting. All right. Next slide, please. All right, so we have our family retreat. We've been announcing the family retreat. It's from Friday, August 30th to Sunday, September 1st, 2019. So please go ahead and register. Registration is open. It's in Ridgecrest, North Carolina. And that's the rates. Right, so whoop, whoop, whoop. We have our Dominion Weekend. Whoop, whoop. For April, so we're not even done with Dominion Weekend, and we have another one out already. So this flyer, you can go ahead and put it on your phone, save it as your screensaver. You know, be there. Yesterday was amazing for everybody who was there. It was just wonderful. I know that we're looking forward to this April. Our Dominion Weekend is every last weekend of the month, and we have the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday. So I want to encourage you to be there next month. All right, so more announcements. Please note that the first three parking spots to the left of the church entrance is reserved. And remember to use the coat rack. Well, we're entering summer, so we might not need that. But if you still have your coats, please use the coat rack in the lobby, and the Lord will surely bless you. And also, we have our drama team is recruiting for people who would love to come and join and be a part of the drama team. So if you have a desire to join the drama team, please see Brother AK at the back. AK, can you just wave your hand? AK and our brother Samson as well. Also, we have for our young adult ministry on April 13, we're going to go see a movie. We're seeing Noah by produced by Sight and Sound. So if you guys know about Sight and Sound, it's really amazing. And we're going to see the movie premiere for Noah. I want to encourage you to come out if you're a young adult. Please see Sister Deborah. Sister Deborah is over there, so see her after the service if you want to go on April 13th. March birthdays! Woo! Woo, woo, woo! So today is the last day of March. We want to wish all of you a happy birthday to our Sister Victoria, Goke, Samuel Gephemes, Shea, Yomi, Tinu, Bri Asia, Nini Lola, Onimi, and Michelle. We wish all of you a happy, happy birthday. The Lord will surely bless you. Amen. Offering time.
Praise God. Can we rise? Amen. Let's bring our offerings out. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Who never fails, he has never failed. Forevermore, I am a God.
I am a God who never fails. I am a God who never fails. I am a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore.
Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen, Jesus never fails. Amen, Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. He has never failed. Forevermore. Amen.
Amen, Jesus never fails. Amen, Jesus never fails. Amen, Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails.
Who is greater than Jehovah, Lord divine?
There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord divine.
Who is greater than Jehovah, Lord divine?
There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord divine.
Excellent, excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah.
There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord divine.
Oh, excellent Jehovah. Marvelous Jehovah, oh, there is no one greater than Jehovah,
Lord divine.
Who is greater than Jehovah, Lord divine?
There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord divine.
Who is greater than Jehovah, Lord divine?
Oh. There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord divine.
Excellent, oh, excellent Jehovah. Marvelous Jehovah. There is no one greater than Jehovah. Excellent Jehovah. Marvelous Jehovah. There is no one greater than Jehovah. Excellent, excellent Jehovah.
Marvelous Jehovah. There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord divine.
Hey, we know. Jesus, you know it, no. But the matter, you go in forever.
We know.
Jesus, you know it, no. We know. But the matter, you go in
forever. We know.
Angels are singing.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy. Oh,
we are singing, Lord.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
Hey, I am singing, Lord.
You are worthy,
I'm singing,
oh
Lord.
Lord.
I'm singing, Lord.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
Hey, I am singing, Lord.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
You are worthy.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
Amen. Please be seated. And drama team.
I'm still in the office this time. The guest who's the contract still has five days to go. And the new flights are not even the 9 o'clock, girl. I guess it's gonna be late in the office. Yeah.
guys. I'll be back in the house. Well,
I need some letters to your place name. Were you able to sign them?
Oh, yeah. I need to check it here.
I'll send it.
Yeah, I'll see. Also, the 7 mile conference, you shouldn't have gone there for 100 weeks.
Yeah, so what credit card company are you calling from again? Discover? Young man, you need to discover your purpose in life. I don't know why you keep on calling me, harassing me over how much? $10,000? How much is that? I've been paying the minimum balance. Come on. You know, I have another call. I'll call you back. Hey, Mr. Accountant, how's it going? So when are the funds going to be available? 2 to 3 business days? But I have trips to book. I have to go on my vacation. So how is that going to be sorted out? Is it your business how I choose to spend my money? I mean, Mr. Giveman gave me these funds, so... Please, sort this out. I have a lot of things in my cart on Amazon right now, waiting for me to click send. The funds I'm giving to me, I need to be able to use it for whatever I want. So please get it sorted out before tomorrow. Thank you.
Telling me 2 to 3. He says you don't understand me, sweetheart. I'm confused. I really don't understand.
Jonathan, my one and only husband, please try and understand my point of view. Yes, we deserve a nice vacation.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But listen, not right now when we have a lot of bills to pay. Tim has been asking for an iPhone, but he has to understand we can't afford it at this time. It's not about what we want or what the kids want, but it's about what we need. So let's start monitoring our spending on the credit cards. Do you understand my point now?
You know, I get your point, right? And you're right. We really don't need to spend the money we don't have. And
exactly. There's
one thing I appreciate God for is for giving me a wonderful wife like you.
Thank
you.
You know
you're my angel, right?
Thank you very much,
okay? I love you so much.
Thank you.
And I love you too. I'm going to make dinner tonight, okay?
Oh, I'm excited.
But I'm sure you should be ready to eat noodles, okay?
No problem.
All right. So, all right, I'll see. Love you. Right. This woman. Oh, Mr. Tony.
Jonathan, how's it going?
How are you?
Good. Can you mind the accountant telling me, you know what, never mind. Are you here for the meeting with
Mr.
Gilbert?
Oh, yes. I think it's here by 11:15, yeah.
Yeah, I've been 11. Waiting for the past 20 minutes and nothing is happening. I don't know what's...
Yeah, let's still wait. Let's wait a little bit.
It's testing my patience.
Oh, I think it's here.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mr. Gilbert.
Mr. Gilbert, how are you doing?
Can you hear Oh,
yeah, we can hear you.
Yes. How are you guys?
We are doing good.
Office is going fine.
And how is your conference?
Yeah, the conference is going fine. The conference with Silver Technologies is going fine.
Oh, nice.
And we've been able to secure two deals for the past couple of days. And I've been making great contacts with the senior executives of Silver Technologies.
Nice.
Now, this is why I called, is because of the news I've been getting from their conference.
Wow.
And this news has to do with you doing.
Me?
I'm learning that you know this. Responsibly. It's my understanding that these funds are given to you to take your essential needs.
Yes.
And also, I was informed that you will pay back the 10%, or you will be paying back the 10% according to stipulated agreements. Why?
Mr. Gilbert, I can explain. See, when you gave me those funds, yes, I had plans to take care of essential needs like my student loans, but things came up. I had to upgrade the cost for the company. I had to upgrade my status. I mean, I felt being a better employee makes you a better employer, right? So I had to go on vacations, have some me time, buy myself some good things, you know? But about that 10%, trust me, next time, with the way things are looking, I should be able to pay 5 to 10%, you know, like thereabouts. I promise, next time, I'm going to make sure that I pay back that 10%. You know, just count on me. I'm not going to let you down.
Tell me next time. How do you expect me to be next time?
But I'm going to pay back.
How do you expect me to be next time? You're not faithful with the fund that I'm giving to you. Are you expecting to be next time? Why do you need a credit card to purchase shoes? I'm struggling on vacation. Why do you need a credit card for all these ridiculous expenses?
I gotta have some me time. I mean,
why do you need a credit card for those? You keep behaving as if everything is fine on the outside, but you're not on the inside. Keep living and move your means. Let me see how you get out of this financial mess.
What do you mean by that?
Mr.
Gilbert, I'm so sorry. You know, I actually try my best to really spend this money, and I really don't. Yes, Mr. Gilbert.
You've been very faithful with the funds that are allocated to you.
What? Really?
That's so.
And
wow.
You've been a very responsible man.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbert.
Though you won't be able to provide everything your family wants,
yeah.
But you'll be able to give them everything they need. And I have to really tell you that I'm impressed by that.
Thank you,
I'm
sir.
I'm impressed by that.
Thank you.
And because of your attitude, and because of everything you have done so far, with the funds that I've given to you, yeah, before I tell you what I will do, I'll say that you've been given even more than 10%.
More than?
That's part of the stipulated agreement.
That's the least I can do, Mr. Gilbert. That's the least.
What an amazing employee you are.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbert.
Now, I've directed the accountants to add to the bonus that I told you I'll give you the last time.
Really?
Yes.
Wow! Thank you, Mr. Gilbert. Thank you. Really? Mr. Gilbert? Wow.
Can I say a purple suit? Oh! It just seems like it's the one he's wearing.
Wow!
Jonathan,
I should give you. Wow! Thank you, Mr. Gilbert!
Wow! My what?
Wow!
My Rolex!
Even the car. Wow. Oh, I'm a wonderful wife. Thank you.
No, not my car. No.
Mr. Gilbert already said you should give it to me. Leave it. Thank you, Mr. Gilbert. I think even this last. Thank you, Mr. Gilbert. Yes.
You know, we've come a long way together. Expect nothing but the best from you guys.
Yes, Mr. Gilbert.
I'll see you guys in a couple of days.
Oh, all right, see you. All right, bye-bye, Mr. Gilbert.
Wow.
Are you going?
Thank God I followed my wife's advice.
So you're going to collect it, actually. You're not going
to
give it back.
I told you. I'm
not
going to
give it back my wife.
I can't give you back.
My jacket.
I'm giving this to my wife.
But you know.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We all heard yesterday about how what it means to be a steward of God's resources, right? But some of us were like Mr. Tony, you know, we get money here and then we feel like, oh, I deserve some. And it's just for myself, you know. And it's to just like spend money anyhow. We saw how Mr. Tony ended. Or some of us were like Mr. Jonathan. Mr. Jonathan actually wanted to, you know, take his family on a vacation, you know, have a good time and everything. But then his wife was just questioning him, like, you know what? Yes, you want to do all this, but we have bills to pay. Let's focus on that, right? And then when time comes, we'll be able to do other things. And so think about it. Who do you surround yourself with, right? Mr. Jonathan went to do what he wanted to do, but then his wife was able to caution him. So even the association matters, like who you surround yourself with. I know many of you guys have gone shopping with your friend, and then your friend is just buying all this stuff, and you feel so inclined to buy it because your friend is buying it also. And you don't know that your pocket is different from your friend's pocket, you know? This key was just to kind of bring home the fact that we are stewards, as we've been hearing, of God's resources, right? And so let's bring to bow down our head. I don't know how you can relate to this kit right now. I don't know if you've been in an association pretty much that hasn't been yielding fruit, that has been affecting you negatively. So I just want to just pray right now that God will begin to change your mindset. God will begin to change our mindset, that we'll no longer be influenced by the wrong things. That we will be true stewards of God's resources. We will be good stewards of God's resources. That even if it might be monetary, it might even be the gifts that God has given to you, that some of us will ignore that gift. And God is saying that I desire for you to actually do business till I come. Do business till I come. What has God given to you? What has God given to you? And so just begin to pray right now that God begin to change our mindset. I'm going to give us ideas on how to be true stewards of God's resources.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, we ask for one thing in this seminar, that will be true good stewards of the resources that you have given to us in Jesus' name. We don't want to fritter it away. We want to be like the servant that you give 5 talents and the one that you gave 2 talents, that they will be profitable for your kingdom in Jesus' name. Help us, mighty and everlasting God. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our Bible reading for today will take place from Luke 4:1-15. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Verse 4, Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdom of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands, so you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered, it says, do not put the Lord your God to test. When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news about him spread through the whole countryside. Amen.
I think it's on now, I'm sorry. It was just what we needed. And I think we can identify who we are in those two groups. And most of the time, I think we are like my bearded Christian Taliban. Praise the Lord. There has to be fun in the house of the Lord. Come on. The Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due, and I want to bless God for the point, man. Pastor Dr. Henry Okunofa. God bless you, sir. And the beautiful wife, the first lady. God bless you, ma'am. It is a privilege to be here in your midst. I want to thank God for my beloved Pastor Anoyeket. God bless you for the privilege to be here with you. And I think I saw my sister, God bless you, man. God bless you. I know you can see I skipped the man at the center. Probably about 30 years ago, this man and I, is my dad in the Lord, my mentor, and I didn't know he was coming here. So when a student is preaching and the professor is sitting down, if you see my legs shaking, just know it. But we went to a men's ministry. It took me to a men's ministry for the first time. I was in the midst of pastors, and it was awesome. We also went to Million Men March. We did a lot together. I learned quite a lot from him. God bless you, sir. And I want to thank God for the leadership, all those who are seated, part of the leadership, and the wonderful people who take us before the throne. I don't play with the praise and worship team. They release us into his presence. And you get revelation knowledge, begin to see things of God. I want to particularly single out my brother, Odedoku. He has been pursuing me for the past 2 years to be here. You know, we have been trying to work because of schedules and all that. I've not been able to come. So I want to thank God for his life. He didn't give up on me, and I appreciate it for all that you did to get me here. And I want to bless God for my beautiful wife, the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. She's beautiful. She's lovely. Hey, that's my wife. And I have some arrows at the back here. My arrows. Osezenoria. This is Osezenoria. His name is Osezenoria. Osezenoria means, it's God that determined my destiny. He's my first son. And Irabonoise, my second son. Irabonoise means I raise my hands to worship the Lord. And my princess. Hi, sweetie. My princess is Obehiage. I look up to God from where my help comes. And my homie, my yo, man, what's up, bro? His name is Oseyahweme. I mean, everything that happened to me, it is God that I will give praise to. Those are my arrows. And they keep me going. I love you guys. Ramadan. You heard correctly. Ramadan, you heard correctly. And you want to say, okay, where is this man going? Just walk with me. In the night, most of the financial messages you've heard, fine, but there's going to be a tweak to it. Ramadan is the ninth month in the Islamic calendar. The ninth month. It is considered the holiest month for Muslims. It is observed by Muslims all over the world, irrespective of their denominations. It's a source of things that unite them. But if I tell you what season Christians are right now, a lot of us don't know. The Bible says the men of Issachar understood the times. This is a period where Christians, if we were united, we're all supposed to be undertaking 40 days of fasting and prayer in preparation for Easter. We don't do it. Everybody do their own pieces. It breaks my heart. Because we've abandoned something that really supposed to bring us together. How many of you honestly, sincerely have ever done 40 days of fasting and prayer? How many of us? Thank you. Very few. But this is an opportunity that could help all of us to really begin to grow. But somehow we're not. Give me this, the lens. I want to show you something, and this is not my message, but this is what the Spirit is saying to the churches at this time. I want to share this data with you. I don't know whether you'll be able to see it very clearly. Is divorce rate, you know, divorce rate in the country that we're in. This divorce rate is very scary. Because if you just go, all the Christians, you know, all born-again Christian, the number of divorce rate is 32%. People who say they don't believe in God, divorce rate among them is 30%. Because everybody is having their own stuff. But the fivefold ministry is supposed to be in the church. We are taking the fivefold ministry away from the church. Everybody, if I'm an apostle, I want my own apostolic ministry. If I'm this, I want this. As a result, the power that's supposed to be in the church is gone. But I'll leave that to everybody, the PowerPoint presentation, to study more about Lent. All the things you need, let us pray. Father, I adore you. I lay my life before you. Father, I adore you. Jesus Christ, I adore you. I lay my life before you. Jesus, I adore you. Holy Spirit, I adore you. I lay my life before you. Spirit, I adore you. Father, I bow before your throne, Lord. I join the 24 elders in heaven to just worship you. I'm not even worthy to be here, Lord. There are men and women who are more worthy. I ask for your grace. Ask your grace. Touch my lips as you did to Jeremiah, Lord, and give me your word for this moment, for this time, for your people, and for myself, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, praise God. I wasn't sure what I should share. I wasn't sure. So I began, even last night, I was struggling in the spirit. I wanted to go financial, heavy financial. I said, the Lord, I didn't have peace until in the night. As I was singing Paul Wilbur's song, I received a revelation that this is what I should share. Paul Wilbur is one of the praise and worship leader, you know, from the Jerusalem. You know, he's a Jewish person, and when he sings like that, and also when he used the horn to begin to, I'm in the heavens. It's just, he has the way he touched my heart. So the message I have for you, the Lord have for you, for us, is you have access to God. And your me was in the spirit when he said, I said, Lord, I need confirmation that this is what you want me to share. Because, and then your me was saying, say, one thing that I really pick is access. That's it. And then during the discussion, I gave you giving that activates your blessing. Please, you can distribute it to church member, and the other one on Lent, you can distribute them as well. And, but let's talk about access. Everything you need in your walk with God, everything you need in life is access. Let me tell you a short story, very quick short story. During the American Civil War, there was this, a family had a tragedy. It was very bad, and this soldier was supposed to go to war. And the soldier didn't want to go because of the family tragedy that they had. So the soldier decided, said, look, let me just go to White House. The soldier went to White House. And when he got to the gate, they didn't allow him in. He tried to explain. They didn't allow him. He said, I want to see the president. They didn't allow him. So as he was walking away, dejected, confused, not happy, he just sat down. Just, and then one little boy came, one young man came, said, what's wrong, sir? What is the problem? He said, I wanted to see the president. This is my family situation. This is the problem. This is the problem. This is the problem. The boy said, don't worry. Come with me. The young boy took his hand. When they got to the scary people opened the gate. And all the security people, where as he was going, they were opening the gate, until he got to where the president is. And the president said, Tad, what do you want? He said, this, my friend, he tell this story. See, Tad was Abraham Lincoln's son. This is a life story. Abraham Lincoln's son was the one that met this guy and took him straight without anybody disturbing him. He gave him access to the president. That's what Jesus does for you. Jesus will take your hand and say, come. It doesn't matter what your issue. It doesn't matter what your problem. He will take your hand like this and say, come. I'm taking you to my father. All the security guards will be opening gate and bowing to him. He will just take your hand and take you before the father. And when he gets there, say, son, what do you want? Hey, this young man is having this problem. You know, I die for him. Okay, let it go. Access. Access. Pastor Noyaket, can you come? Come, Pastor Noyaket. Let's do this. I like things very practical. If you don't know, this is my pastor's daughter. Beautiful daughter. And we did something on Friday. Was it Friday or yesterday? No, Friday, because you were not here yesterday. Okay. This is the father. Okay? When she comes to the father to ask, there's always a conversation between the daughter and the father. Guess what? Whenever she speaks to the father, does she just walk away? Does she walk away? Why? Why won't she walk away after talking to the father? Eh? How many of you pray and wait for a response? You pray and say, Lord, I am not leaving until you tell me. How many of you just wait and say, I've just prayed to you, I've just spoken to you, I want you to tell me what you're saying? How many of us? But you just say, hey, hey, dad, how are you? Bye. You will leave. That's our form of prayer. Now, watch this. As long as this doctor has access to the father, there is nothing she needs she will not get from the father. True or false? Huh? No, no, don't worry about what she has, what he needs. The father will go at any length to give her what he needs. The father will go. For, let me, you go and see that now. I want to take you up on that. My pastor may not have 1 million right now. Let's say he doesn't have 50,000. I come to him and say, give me 50,000. He says he doesn't have. If I kidnap the daughter right now, and I come back and say, give me 50,000, will he get the 50,000? Yes. You can go and sit down. That money will come. Because, you see the father, he will go any length. Yes. Any length. Because the daughter have access to the father. All you need in your Christian walk is access to the father. And I just want to show you some scriptures, and then we'll do some case study. I love case studies more. I love case study because they bring it home. Any question for me? It is God's purpose. It is the primary reason why God created us, so that we have access to him. But we lost that access when we were disobedient. But you see, everything in the garden was ours. We did not need financial planning. We could just go get what we need, but when we lost access to it, then we began to learn how to manage things, and we have not done well through the ages. You see, the political system, we don't need a president. It was in the Psalm, in the book of 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, a president was introduced, and God was grieved. Since that moment, we have not been able to manage our own affairs because we lost access. It is God's purpose to give you the kingdom. It is his pleasure. It is his nature. It's who he is. He can't deny himself. Psalm 65 verse 4 says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach upon thee, that he may dwell in thy court. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. Now watch this. It is God's purpose. It is only by Christ now that you can have access, because we messed up. We messed up when we lost it. And God has to send his son to come. And so in that story during the American Civil War, when the son took that soldier straight to the father, that's what Jesus is doing every time we mess up. That is the redemption plan of God. It's that simple. Watch this. John chapter 10 verse 7 says, then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. John 14, 6 said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody cometh to my father except by me and through me. Are you with me? Even Romans 5:2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of glory. Access. I want to tell you a story. You remember that woman who was caught in adultery?
Her story changed the moment she got access to Christ. Ah, Lord, he just knelt down. Because the moment she was now in his presence, the story is about to change. Because she's now in the presence of the Son. And Jesus looked. He became the attorney. And he looked at those who were accusing her.
You know, Jesus started writing on the ground. When I get to heaven, I wanted to know what he wrote on the ground. He was just writing and he raised up his head and said, "Who among you have not sinned? Let him be the first to cast a stone." It was not ordinary words. It was spirit. It was a weapon. If you lie, you will die. Because this is the King himself in flesh. So he can see through you. He knows what you're thinking at that moment. You know, all those accusers, what did they do? They began to drop their stone and left. Because this woman had access to the King. Awesome. Jesus didn't even say, "Hey, you stupid woman, why are you doing this? Hey, you scallywag, you nincompoop." No, nothing like that. But you know what Jesus said? "Where are your accusers?" He said, "Go and sin." You see what access can do? It was access. A little boy came. He wanted to just hear Jesus. And he came with just a few bread and fish. He said, "Lord, this is all I got. But you have a crowd." When he presented that as a seed, it fed so many. How many baskets were left? It was awesome. That's what access can do. What about the woman with the issue of blood? He was traveling. He said, "Only all I need is to touch the hem of her garment." Access. Access. I love David. David is just an awesome man of God. If you meditate on his story, you will receive multiple revelations. David was a sinner, but God did not see him as such. God saw his heart. God saw him and said, "This is a man after my own heart." Because David is always seeking the heart of God. In other words, he's looking for God's presence. He's looking to have access to him because that's where he finds peace. That's where he feels refreshed. That's where he receives revelation. You know, it is by Jesus Christ and it's also by the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 2 verse 18 says, "For through him you both have access by one spirit unto the Father." Everything goes through Jesus, but he did not leave us as an orphan. So if you need access to him, Jesus is still there, but you go through the Holy Spirit because the Spirit of God is in you when you become a child of God. And there's always a communion between you and the Spirit of God. The issue is whether you want to listen or you will not want to listen. Praise the Lord. Now, you can only obtain this access through faith. Because Christ is no longer here, he's in heaven. You can't go to his house and knock right now, physical house, and knock and say, "Jesus, I beg, take me to your Father." No. The only way you can do it, because his Spirit is inside of you, and if you believe, because that was a song Israel was focusing on, was so powerful this morning as well. If you believe, by faith, you can have that access. Watch this. It says, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verse 27, say, "And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God has done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentile." Romans 5, verse 2 says,
by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith. It comes when you follow up, when you are reconciled with God. A lot of us have not reconciled with God. But when you reconcile with God, you gain this access. It's like a bridge, you know. On the other end of the river is where God is, and you are on this other side. When you reconcile, a bridge is constructed, and you can walk past and say, Dad, I messed up again. He will not say, shut you down. You know what the Bible says? Said, if you judge yourself, you will not be judged. I don't know if you've heard that before. It's in the scripture. When you go before the Lord and you confess first, it's faithful. It just releases you. Access. And also, it happens in prayer. It happens in prayer. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7. For what nation is there so great, who has God so near unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him? In prayer, when you call upon him, he's there. I think it's Isaiah 65, verse 24, 25. He said, while you are still talking, he has answered you. Access. First, Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 said, but though when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Access. Access. It's also in the temple. These are all scripture about it. Psalm 15 verse 11. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in the holy hills? A person who has a clean and a pure heart. Psalm 27 verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Access. Psalm 43 verse 3. Oh, send out the light. Some of us are in darkness. He says, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. When you're talking about being a steward, you want to be sure that the person, the Lord, you are in the presence of God, is telling you how to manage things. There's something that happened to me many years ago. The Lord just put it in, reminded me at this point, and I'm just going to share this little story. I just got married to my wife. And we just spent quite a lot of money for the wedding and all that. And my wife went to do her hair. She really did this hair. It was so beautiful. And she did it to make me happy, to please, to make, no, so that I can. So when I came and I understood that she did the hair and she used the last money to do it, I got upset. But guess what? I went to Pastor John. I said, Pastor John, I need to talk to you. See what my wife just did, though. Pastor John was laughing. I said, this is not a laughing matter. I said, it's not a laughing matter. Pastor John said, you know what? That thing happened to me as well. I said, really? In that sense, he was calming me down, but he was giving me wisdom of God. Access. And guess what? If I had gone to my homies, say, how dare you, the lady, you want her to start? That's how they start controlling you. Don't you understand? Ah, she has started though. You better listen now. But you know what?
Because I went to God, God brought peace into my home. If I had gone to men, they would have brought war into my home. So when you see me say, she's beautiful, she's lovely, that is the genesis. Because I began to appreciate her in a different way because I have spent some time to receive the counsel of the Lord, which is a form of access. And that access has given me the wisdom I need to cause peace to reign in my home. Access. The light and the truth is what you need on your financial journey. You got to tell yourself the truth. If you're weak, tell God. Sit down with him. He created you. He know your strength. He know your weaknesses. Just sit down. You know, sometimes I put myself in a room. I don't sit there. I just stay on, lie on the floor or put my, I just sit there. I start playing music. Sometimes I will cry. From there, I'll just sleep on the floor. You know, I just lock myself up. So all those are things I want you to know that for financial stewardship, you cannot do a good job except you receive from his presence every minute. And every area of your life, it must begin with access. I'm going to close. No, I'm going to close right now. You know, I named this year Psalm 16, verse 11. It's one of the blessings. It said, thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures evermore. How many of you are seeking the path of life? I'm closing. I just want you to close your eyes. Just close your eye. We're just closing at this time. Give me, okay, yeah. The scripture says, you will show me the path of life. How many of you really desire a path of life? A path of life that you know is ordained by God. You know, all this problem, all this worry, all this issue you've been dealing with, it is time to put them aside. But you can't do it until you commit to following the Lord Jesus, who will grant you access to the Father, who will show you the light. It will light your journey. It will light your journey. I want to give an opportunity to anyone in the house, anyone who says, you know what, I've examined my life up to this point. I think my work, I need to tweak it. I think this is the best time to make the decision because I will remember it because tomorrow is the beginning of a new month. Is there anyone here who just wants us to pray for him or her and say, look, I want access to God. Something has been holding me back. I've not been hearing from him. I have this problem. I have that problem. But you need access. And you're not sure of your relationship with the Lord. Just raise your hand. We'll pray for you. That's all. The video of this meeting is being recorded in heaven. I want you to boldly raise your hand. Because God in heaven, the Son is walking around this room. He's walking around this room and he's going to take you to his Father. I'm not qualified to take you, but I'm the one giving you the news. But the Father, the Son is going to take you there. He's going to take you before the Father. While you are raising your hand, I'm going to call on my Father-in-law to prophesy into your life. And I want you to give the name to one of the church usher. I need somebody to follow up. Whoever is the usher, take note.
Thank you very much. The hand you raised up, put it on your chest or your heart. The prophet Ezekiel prophesied to his people. So God is not asking for anything but your heart. Lord, says, give me your heart. And he says, seek the Lord when you can find him, when he is near. Call upon him where he can hear your voice. As you put your hand on your chest, just whisper this prayer, Lord, come into my heart. By your Holy Spirit, come in today. Come in to stay. I give you my heart, I give you my life. From today onwards, I'm going to serve you as my personal Lord and Savior. In that scripture that he read, verse 8, says, I've always put the Lord by my side. And because the Lord is close by me all the time, I shall not be moved. That's why the Lord needs to get into your heart. And then he will show you the path of life. Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Let me now join with you and pray. As your heart is still on your heart, listen to this prayer. Father, I come before you. It's by the leading of your Holy Spirit that I'm here today. I'm seeking you. I cease to seek answers for the troubles around me, for the troubles in the world. For there's nothing I can do to change them. But I seek you. And if I find you, I have that access for you to be able to take care of everything that troubles me. My sin, my sickness, my fear, my failure. Lord, as I look up to you, and Father, Lord, I join with my brothers and sisters who are laying their hand as a sign for the contact of your Holy Spirit as I pray. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I commit these souls into your hand. And by your miraculous work, you work in mysteries, your wonders to perform. May the mystery of the work of the Holy Spirit transform their heart right now. And open the door that their spirit and your spirit will merge so that there will be access into the kingdom for the resources that they need. Whether it be spiritual resources, whether it be emotional resources, whether it be physical resources, whether it be financial resources. Lord, whatever is the thing they need, they have access to receive the help that they need, even in this time. And this now, I bless you, Father, for hearing. For there is a miracle that is happening right now. And I want you from today to begin to confess, because your destiny is in God. Your destiny is in God's provision. And so, no matter the voice you're hearing left and right, may you now begin to say, shut your mouth and get off my destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. My destiny is in Christ, and nobody can be able to take it from me. You have to open your mouth and you have to confess it and you have to say it until your spirit grasps with it and you believe it, and your life will never be the same from this hour on. And so I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ that it shall be so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. I want you to join me in prayers to bless the man of God that has been here with us since Friday. He has watered us that God will also water him. He has taught us that God will also teach him. So I want the families to come out while we stretch your hand to just bless him.
and the family. Father, we just want to lift up your hands. We lift up your people. We ask, mighty and everlasting God, that these ones, that in blessing, you will bless them. In keeping, you will keep them. In loving, you will love them. In discipling, you will disciple them. In the name of Jesus Christ. He talked about access. Access. I believe you are all praying. Please pray, pray, pray. He talked about access. Father, he will have access to the Son, who will now, through the Son, reach you in Jesus' name. My Lord and my God, we ask that you will do this, O Lord. Touch him, touch his very being, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. You can stand up. Take a free position. You are receiving. Link up your hands together. Link it. Yes. And once again, brethren, can you stretch forward your hand and bless them? Whatever language can speak in the spirit, can speak in your language, ask God to bless them. Because right now you have access to God to make a demand on their behalf. Father, we bless you for blessing this family. You said the husbandman is the first partaker of the fruit. As he has blessed us as the husbandman, now, Lord, oh God, you are going to multiply. You are going to bless. You are going to pour it out. You are going to replenish. Father, we prophesy replenishment. We prophesy good. We prophesy success. We prophesy goodness of God. We prophesy the peace of God that passes understanding. Let it come upon this family as they march forward day by day to be able to deliver all that you have given to them as the husbandman, to be able to feed not only this family, but the congregation that you have given to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for hearing all this prayer. And you are going to hear more even when we continue to pray for them after we leave from here. Because of the access we have now to the Holy Spirit to bless. And he said, whatever you bless, you will bless them. And because we bless them, you are blessed. In the name of God the Father, and God the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And all the church say, amen.
God bless you. Thank you for coming. And thank you for coming to bless us. I want to make two or three quick announcements. I want to thank God for your attendance during these 3 days of prayer and fasting. I think it was highly improved. Our tarry night was good. Yesterday was awesome. Today is also wonderful. Going forward, we are going to do a little more. The word communication, communicate more, so that we can have full house as we go on. I already see that the April ending and the May ending will be wonderful in Jesus' name. So we thank God for all that he's doing. Let's give the Lord a wonderful clap offering. I think last week or the week before, we sent out information to everybody and we said it is needful for everybody, every member of this church, to belong to a ministry. Singing ministry or department, the women's ministry or the men's ministry, the children's ministry or the young adults ministry. Just belong somewhere and function there. Like your pastor said, when you begin to work in the house of God, in the ministry or in a department, when you begin to function, you learn new things, and then that's how you grow in the Lord. Let nobody say, oh, I'm a member of that church, and does not function in any of the departments in the church. There's prayer ministry, there's choir, there's something to do in the house of God. Please, if you do not have anyone that you belong to, whether student or adult, let me see your hand. If you do not belong to any of the ministries, let me see your hand. You are now usher. Amen? Praise the Lord. All right. If honestly, let's belong to somewhere. And you will see. In ushering, you learn how to talk to people. In ushering, you learn how to welcome people.
People may disobey you. I saw somebody, they were saying, go sit down there just now. He was saying, no. He wanted to choose his own place. And the woman learned to just leave that place. That's learning how to function in the church. Others will say, oh, I'm telling you something and you are disobeying me. No. Praise the Lord. There is something to be learned in doing something for God. Amen? That is that. The next thing is that we are meeting in our brother's house this afternoon after service. We are going to Brother Yemi and Mrs. Oluwatimilayin's house. Amen? Amen? The men's ministry are going there. May God help us in Jesus' name. May God help us in Jesus' name. And I'm not looking up as I'm saying it. I'm not looking up. God will bless all of us in Jesus' name. And then, if there is any person you desire that be in church today that is not here, please call them. Act as a servant of God. Act like as a welfare ministry. Call them and pray with them, and God will bless you in Jesus' name. Let's rise for the final prayers.
He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. Thank you, my brother.
He's coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again.
Now give it to me.
He's coming back again.
He's coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. Oh, praise, hallelujah. He's coming back again. Sisters alone. I want to hear sisters alone. Give them good music. Come on, sisters. Everybody,
he's coming back again. He's coming back again. He promised. He's coming.
He's coming back again. He's coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are so much anticipating your coming back again. Help us to take care of the things you want us to take care of. To minister to our community, to minister to our loved ones, to minister to our friends, to minister to strangers, to minister to the people on the street, in our jobs, even in the mall, the grocery store, wherever we meet people. For you said that we should take care until your return. Father, we are waiting for your return. Help us, motivate us, challenge us as we've had today to belong somewhere so that we can be able to participate and partner with others to take care of everything so that you will return and take us away. For the offering that we presented, Father, Lord, O God, to help us to take care of the things you want us to take care of. Bless the hands that have given. Those who are not able to give, Father, bless them this week so that they will learn to give and join us in the blessing of giving and receiving. For this is our prayer. And Father, as we leave from here, going to our brothers and our sisters' house, lead us. May the fellowship continue. Father, as we go, those who are going home, those who are visiting friends, those who are maybe going to work, Father, may the fellowship that we have had today continue to follow us wherever we go. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
Everybody say together with me. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. One more time say, amen. Another big amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Any one of us who is looking or wants counseling and prayer, if you could just wait with us at the door right to the left of the entrance. Anyone who is looking for prayer or counseling, if you could just assemble close to the door right next to the prayer, to the entrance to the sanctuary, we'll meet with you there. God bless you.